Here is your hard and heavy headlines with all that matters in the biz this week.
Hey, what's up? Emmy Mac here to fill you in on what's going on in the world of hard and heavy today. First up, some tour news. The Amity Affliction have announced a big Aussie run for this November, and they're bringing US horror rock icons Ice Nine Kills along for the ride. We Came as Romans and locals Heavenscape round out the tour package. They're going to be playing 5 shows in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. Tickets for all of them go on sale this Thursday, May 2nd. The Smashing Pumpkins' global search for a new guitarist is finally over. Yeah, after scouring the globe and sifting through more than 10,000 applications, the grunge rock icons have named Asian-American guitarist Kiki Wong as their newest touring member. Wong is famous for her metal guitar covers on YouTube and has also performed with some big dogs. I'm talking Taylor Swift, Usher, and Bret Michaels. Wong replaces longtime guitarist Jeff Schroeder in the Pumpkins lineup, and she's going to be playing her first shows with the band where they hit the road across the UK and Europe this June, supporting Weezer and Interpol. And Motley Crue have unleashed their first new music in 5 years. They've just dropped a song called Dogs of War. It sounds like this. That one's out everywhere right now, wherever you stream your tunes, and it also marks the band's first ever song with John Five on guitar instead of Mick Mars. Big news from Aussie pub rock icons Jet. After reuniting last year to celebrate the 20th anniversary of their legendary debut album, Get Born, the band are now working on some brand new music. Yeah, Jet have announced their first studio album in 15 years is in the works, and it's going to be released in 2025. You can also catch them live touring around the country from next month. Some more news on the local front. In Heart's Wake have announced they've got a brand new album coming our way. The Byron Bay metalcore band's 6th studio LP, Incarnation, is set to land on July 12. It follows the departure of their longtime bassist and clean singer, Kyle Eric, and you can catch him playing his final ever shows with the band when they hit the road across the country this September. And internet sleuths reckon they've confirmed the identity of Slipknot's new drummer. Yeah, fans on Reddit have been digging around in the back end of the band's website and dredged up an image file name in the HTML that reads Eloy.jpg. It seemingly confirmed all the rumours that ex-Sepultura drummer Eloy Casagrande has been tapped for the new gig. The Amity Affliction have announced a big Aussie run for this November, and they're bringing US horror rock icons Ice Nine Kills along for the ride. We Came as Romans and locals Heavenscape round out the tour package. They're going to be playing 5 shows in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. Tickets for all of them go on sale this Thursday, May 2nd. The Smashing Pumpkins' global search for a new guitarist is finally over. Yeah, after scouring the globe and sifting through more than 10,000 applications, the grunge rock icons have named Asian-American guitarist Kiki Wong as their newest touring member. Wong is famous for her metal guitar covers on YouTube and has also performed with some big dogs. I'm talking Taylor Swift, Usher and Bret Michaels. Wong replaces longtime guitarist Jeff Schroeder in the Pumpkins lineup, and she's going to be playing her first shows with the band where they hit the road across the UK and Europe this June, supporting Weezer and Interpol. And Motley Crue have unleashed their first new music in 5 years. They've just dropped a song called Dogs of War. It sounds like this. That one's out everywhere right now, wherever you stream your tunes, and it also marks the band's first ever song with John Five on guitar instead of Mick Mars. And keep it hard and heavy for the latest news in hard rock and heavy metal exclusively on the Listener app.
For the latest tour news, killer album releases, and a hit of nostalgia for good measure, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app.